It's that time of year to talk turkey.
Any opportune call turkey.
And it's that time of year, USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline gets its fair share of food safety questions about preparing that Thanksgiving meal centerpiece, and even some of the side dishes.
We've gotten like a lot less of crazy stories in recent years, but throughout the years that the hotline has been operating, we're at like 35, almost 40 years of the Meat and Poultry Hotline. It has been a journey.
I'm Rod Bain. USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers joins us as we discuss the hotline's role in creating a safe Thanksgiving dinner and some of those crazy questions in this edition of Agriculture USA. What does Thanksgiving and the Super Bowl have in common? Besides football, in the food safety realm, USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers says for her and her colleagues operating the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline,
Thanksgiving is our food safety Super Bowl of the year. From actual football Super Bowl, we really lean into Thanksgiving because there are just so many food safety points to make and so many things to consider.
If one thinks about it, the person responsible for cooking that Thanksgiving meal may be under stress for a myriad of reasons.
A lot of times tensions are high with timelines, with trying to impress loved ones or the pressures of doing this for the first time, etc. So there's a lot goes on. There's a lot of then things that people might miss or might not feel like they have time to do. And unfortunately, some of those shortcuts impact food safety.
And that could lead to cooks missing something in the meal prep process, or taking shortcuts that could lead to a food safety issue. Advanced planning plays a key role in a successful and safe Thanksgiving dinner.
What you're making, how you're making it, where you're taking it, how long you need to prepare it and cook it and whatnot, all factors into each other for the ultimate plan of success.
Meredith reminds us that preparing a frozen versus a fresh turkey has different food safety considerations. Ample time must be given for a frozen turkey to thaw, 24 hours for every 4 to 5 pounds of meat to thaw in the refrigerator.
Using a refrigerator is the safest way to thaw the turkey just because it's constantly at a safe temperature. Also easy because you don't have to think about it. You put it in the fridge, you let it thaw, and then you take it out to cook it.
And put the frozen turkey in a bowl to catch any thawing juices and avoid spillage. Plan to purchase a fresh turkey? Look for the use or freeze-by date on the packaging.
That has a user freeze-by date on it, not a sell-by date. A user freeze-by date on it. The poultry industry has said those use-by dates are fine to use, meaning if you buy a fresh turkey that has a use-by or best-by date on it, you can keep that turkey in the refrigerator until that date.
An important food safety tip in cooking that turkey. While even a still somewhat frozen turkey can be cooked in an oven, where it cannot be cooked is in a deep fryer.
If you put frozen anything into hot oil, the ice crystals turn into steam immediately. And then when there's such a high quantity of that happening, it can cause the deep fryer oil or the hot oil to bubble up and bubble out, which is then when you see those terrible deep fryer videos happening.
We have liftoff.
Now, Meredith Carruthers acknowledges there have been some very unique questions posed to staffers of the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline over the decades regarding Thanksgiving meal food safety.
The turkey was brining in a trash bag, and then we put it in the oven and there was still trash bag, and now there's melted plastic, and can we still eat the turkey? Somebody tried to thaw their turkey in a dishwasher or in the shower. Maybe some obvious or even not so obvious reasons we wouldn't recommend doing that.
Yet one trend noticed by Carruthers is fewer of these unique food safety questions over time on the hotline. She surmises
people call and learn and then in theory pass that information on to others. And a lot of what we learn in cooking comes from cooking with others. And then our team, Meat and Poultry Hotline, plus the rest of our food safety education team, put out some very helpful resources. We develop partnerships and we do as much as we can to really get food safety information into the hands of consumers.
Have a Thanksgiving meal food safety question or any query concerning food safety? Call USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Food safety questions can also be emailed at MPHOTLINE, all one word, at USDA.gov. This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.